Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Under this beautiful tree of yours.
Oh, welcome to the Shady Tree. We're glad to have you. And my wife's phone has gone psychotic. I don't know what's going on. Looks like she's trying to send me messages, but they're not coming through. I saw her in the queue, and now she's gone. So I don't know what's. Now, what is going on with her phone over there?
Well, I used my deodorant today, so it's not that.
So,
hopefully she'll be back on in a second.
Yeah, it's a very strange evening. I'm gonna try one more little trick here, and
okay. See
if I can. See what I can pull off here, and see if I can ring out. So what I'm going to do is I am going to play a song. I'm going to play the song we played on, that we played on Tuesday night, because we played a song of yours on Tuesday night.
Okay.
Called We Are the Circle, I believe it
We Are a Circle. Yes. Yeah.
We Are a Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and play that,
and kind of use that as an introduction for you, while I put everybody into the queue and see if we can call out and get her. So everybody stick around for just a couple of minutes. We're going to play a song early. This is We Are a Circle by David Wood, our guest tonight, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, and welcome again, David. How are you tonight?
I am doing good. Have we got Robin with us?
No, we do not. There is there's something going on. I don't know what it is. I think it's the phone on her end, but I'm at a loss. I kept getting her in the. But then she couldn't hear me. I don't know. We're just going to keep going forward, and hopefully she'll get called in here in a few minutes.
It happens.
So anyway, want to thank you again for being with us tonight, and ask you if you would tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You know, there might be two or three people out there that aren't familiar with you or your music. So, sure.
Well, I am David Wood, and I started doing this a long time ago. It was all I ever wanted to do, still is. I guess my I always got on the coffee tables as a little boy and danced for everybody and sang, and everybody had to watch me. I was always putting on a show of some sort. And so it all started from there. My father at the time was a radio DJ, and he brought me home an old beat-up microphone. And that just set it all off. I was unstoppable from that point. And I've just really been trying to do my music. My stepfather invested in my home studio at one point. And just as I've made a little bit of money over the years, I've reinvested in myself and put everything back into that. And so what you see today is from where all that started. I'm not sure where to really go from there.
No, that's good. That's good. So, Robin, are you with us now?
Yes, finally. I'm not quite sure what the heck was going on with my phone.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Robin, David, Robin, how are you guys doing?
It's nice to hear you.
So you were saying that your family has been encouraging and investing in your love of music for pretty much your whole life.
Yes, yes. My mother was a disco diva back in the day and would always have me dancing. And, she looked like Britney Spears before there was a Britney. You know, she had the little halter tops and the long blonde hair, and it just, you know, and she always had me dancing, and, you know, we were from Kentucky, so there wasn't a lot of city life at that point to distract me from anything, and I just was always focused on wanting to be this star, and nobody ever took me really seriously. It's like, oh, he's playing today this, and he's playing today that, but it's, no, I'm unstoppable. You can't stop me.
All right, fair enough. So, I was reading through your bio, and you've got somewhat interesting mix of influences that you
mm-hmm.
mentioned here on your bio page.
Okay.
No, where did all of that come from? I mean, is this from your mother's disco or what? I mean, Stevie Nicks. Come on, that's not disco.
Oh, no, I love Stevie Nicks. I always have. My mom, you know, I think I was listening to her back on 8-track tapes back in the day. Of course, I'm not showing my age at all, okay? But I remember
8-track tapes, too, so don't you worry about it.
Right. So I remember listening to the 8-track tapes of Fleetwood Mac and everything, and just always loved her voice and everything. And then later on, as I embraced my witchcraft side, I just, you know, loved her image even more. Of course, most young men do, but, you know, it's just, I always loved her. She's my favorite. I listen to her year-round, and the words to some of her songs have really helped me through a lot of turbulent times of my own, because if you really listen to some of her lyrics, they're astounding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, I go the whole gamut. Yeah, I go the gamut between disco, dance music, to hard rock, to I'm not much of a rap fan, but I like it all. I listen to yesterday and today, so.
Well, I'm pretty much convinced that rap is not music.
Yeah, well, they steal everybody else's music, so.
Well, I think
that's
rap
true,
is,
too.
You know, rap is like, you know, rap is Dr. Seuss to a drum machine. You know, I will not
well, now
eat
I
him, eggs and ham. I will not
right.
eat him, Sam, I am. You know, I just can't do it.
Well, I'm one of those sort of packaged pop artists myself with the drum machines and the synthesizer, so I'm not going to say too much. I think a lot of people in the pagan mm-hmm. community don't really know what to do with me. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, being unique is always a good thing. I've always found unique to be way more interesting than one of the sheeple.
Well,
you know, stand out from the crowd.
I do try to do that, but I, you know, like I said, then there's people. It's like, wow, we've not seen this. So. Yeah, I used to have the dancers back in the day and the whole, you know, choreographed shows and stuff like that. And now it's just little old me. A lot of stuff happened to not make that happen. So now I decided to turn toward my faith and write pagan music. So, you know, it feels right. It works. So.
All right. So what have you been doing lately? I mean, I understand that it's been a while since you've released, not releasing songs there for a little while.
Well,
it looked like there was a little break there.
I had to get in touch with myself. I had gone down a very, very dangerous path. I was in the professional recording industry for a while and trying to be seen in that area, the mainstream music. And though my sound is very mainstream, it's very pagan as well. I tend to go to both sides because as a witch myself, we have to walk between the worlds. So you can't totally write about witchcraft-related themes and turn your back on the other side of life too, because, you know, between the worlds, we've got to have a foot in each world and be realistic for a while too. And pay the bills. Yes. Things were going really good. I had a manager, and he was setting up me up on all these national club tours. And I will tell you now, there is a casting couch out there. There are a lot of good people too. I met a lot of good people toward the end of that run. But a lot of things were really crazy and took off out from under me, and I turned to drinking a bit. So since the time I was maybe 20 up until 3.5 years ago, I was doing disastrous things to my body just to, you know, because I had financial backers who were going to finance my first video. And because the technology wasn't like it is today in the early 90s. You couldn't do it all yourself. You had to hire people. You had to, you know, go to professionals to make stuff for you. And they were going to finance that. But the way I was behaving and drinking and things like that, they were afraid to invest in me because I was going to die. You know, and so that's sort of when that run fell out. And I can't blame them. You know, I really can't because I was a mess. But for the past 3.5 years, as of September, it'll be 3.5, I've been stone cold sober and really working my butt off again. And I have not stopped. I don't take a minute. And that's the way I was before. And it feels so good right now that the self-control is the biggest high there is. And I can't say that it would never happen again because you have to take it one day at a time. But I feel great. I'm more in control than I've ever been. And there's a lot of stuff that is starting to fall in line again. I host a radio show called The Witching Hour on My Psychic Connection. And I also have been picked up to do a music law show about music law, legalities, and stuff like that from what I've experienced and learned on International Pagan Radio. It's called Beyond the Spotlight. And that'll be starting September the 2nd. And I've been picked up for Caldera Fest for 2017, and I'm really excited about that. Yes, I love performing live. There is nothing like it, like making that eye contact with people and having fun and just having a party with people. There's nothing like it. It's something that you'll never get in the studio. And so a lot of things are really falling in line, and I appreciate you guys having me on here to talk about it and stuff. It's just, it's a good feeling to really be busy again, so.
We understand that. Go ahead, Robin, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm done. I just was saying good for you.
Yeah. You know, we understand in Caldera Fest. I mean, we were there last year. And, you know, what a blast. And I'm looking forward to the second year of that. And And yeah, we have a, you know, our Tuesday night show is picked up and rebroadcast on Pagans on our IPR, International Pagan Radio as well. We're on Thursdays, so we're we're all in the same family. So
yes. Well, William and Chuck, who own it, they are the best people. You know, and that's what's so funny, too, as I was telling you, within this transition of things and things picking up and being busier again, the right people are coming toward me. It's not all the stuff from the past, but decent people, good people, well-meaning and friendly, and it's just an amazing shift for me.
Good.
You know?
That's wonderful. That's good to hear. So. It pays to do the work. You know, you do the work and you really do get rewarded.
Exactly.
I tell people that all the time.
Exactly. The spiritual work, everything like that. So I'm back to trying to get my fan base back up again. I don't know if a lot of people gave up on me or not, but, you know, I'm back. I'm here and not really going anywhere.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that we're able to be a part of that and to have you here.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, look forward to meeting you at Caldera Fest.
Yes.
And, let's see, I know we still got a few more minutes before we introduce the song. So what else do you want to share with us? What are your thoughts? What's going on with you that you wanna let people know about?
Well,
I
am working
any musical projects. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm in my studio now and, you know, trying to have a dating life and trying to record and do all these radio shows and stuff like that. I love it. It's like everybody's like, well, when do you have time to breathe? And I'm like, who cares about breathing? I can breathe when I'm dead or something like that, you know. You take it from the soil or something. But, I'm working on new music, and it's one little song at a time because when I write, the music comes to me first. So I always sit down at my synthesizers and my drum machines, and a lot of people don't realize that I create every sound that you're hearing. I put it all together in my little studio. I do my backup vocals. I do it all. So I'm sort of like a little white prince, you know. And I've been working on the skeletal structure of these songs and probably have about five down right now. So, but I've been releasing singles at a time. I've released It's Spooky last October, and I released Where Are You Now? The one that got away here probably about four months ago. And those are pretty, you know, standard songs. And it's all this junk inside me that's been getting out that needs to come out. And they've been coming out in song form. So, you know, you can find those on my website at davidwoodmusic.com. And you can find those songs. You can see the videos, all that. And everything I've been doing and have done. And it's just a little festival for me. I'm having a ball.
Oh, hey. So are any of these going into an album, or are these going to stay as singles, or what is your,
well,
what's
you
your
know,
plan going forward?
It seems that a lot of the mainstream, and I was wondering when it was going to start happening, a lot of mainstream artists are starting to only release singles now because albums aren't selling so well. CDs aren't selling for the record companies. It's just not us small guys. It's the bigger people, too. They're just not making money like they used to. And so a lot of people are downloading singles. So I don't know. I want to work on a batch at a time and hopefully put a CD out there because there's people like me who likes to buy a CD instead of downloading. So I think I'm going to do my intention is to put out a CD. So...
All right, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the song we're going to hear tonight is, if I'm understanding correctly from what I'm seeing, this song dates back into the 90s?
Yes, Hecate? Yes.
Yes.
Hecate is the biggest seller I've ever written. And I don't know, it was important to me. The song was. She was it still is my patron goddess. And there was a thunderstorm happening outside. and my studio wasn't all soundproof back then and everything like that. And the thunder was rolling and everything like that, and I just started playing the synthesizer, and there was this da-dum-dum-dum-dum, da-dum, you know, and it just worked. I could just feel her around me. And so that song was really spiritually driven. I don't feel like I sang my best on it. I don't feel like I played my best on it, but it has just taken off, and it just has this aura about it that people, thank goodness, seem to love. And I can't do a show without singing it. Hecate's always brought up. She will not disappear quietly. She has to stay a constant. So it is my biggest hit. It rolls in a little bit of pocket change when I need to buy soda or something like that. And she will not go away. So let's put her out there right in front. You know.
All right. And are there any other voices on there besides yours, or is that all your voice?
It is all me.
Okay.
The instrument, the synthesizers, the drums, the bass, everything, the extra vocals, it's all me. So.
Okay. Yeah, like a mm-hmm. Who is the, there was a folksy rock, I don't know, rock, it was a Dan Fogelberg, was that his name?
Yeah.
Artist,
yeah.
And he did all of his own background vocals and everything, and just laid down track after track after track. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. And now that's hard to do when you're live, so I always have to have backtracks. And I think people think I'm up there doing karaoke or something, but I'm just like, no, it's all me. It's. So I tried to shake it a little and give them a show, you know.
Well, very cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a listen. So everybody stick around. We're going to listen to Hecate by David Wood, and then we've got to pay the bills and do a couple of things, and we'll be right back after this.
Thank you. International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
One power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia.
Now, welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Hey, Robin. How you doing, darling?
I'm very well. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, and we are joined tonight under the tree by our special guest, David Wood. So, hi, David. How's it going?
Hi. Still going good.
All right. We made it through the break. That's not always a given. Blog Talk Radio has its moments, so we're making it back from the break is some night. That's an achievement. So we're all good. So, I can understand why people want to hear that song over and over and over again.
Thank you.
Now that's good stuff. And you know the song we played at the top of the show that we also played on Tuesday night. We Are a Circle. That's
right.
A fun song also. And I heard that song before Tuesday night. So
yes, it's from Rex Nemerensis. Is that pronounced correctly? I'm not sure. Way back in the day, Rex Nemerensis, I believe it is, that wrote that song originally, and it was slow. And the tradition that I'm a part of, we sing it all the time, and it's much, much slower and much more different. And it's, we are a circle within a circle, you know, and just much slower. And I thought, well, we need to get everybody's blood pumping a little bit, you know. Let's pump this up a little and redo it. And I've tried to reach out to the people who wrote it, and I've not managed to track them down. So I thought, well, let's go ahead and do it, and if anybody has a problem with it, they can contact me, and we'll stop playing it, you know.
And nobody said to stop, huh?
Nobody said to stop, nobody yet. So no toes are meant to be stepped on. There was no thievery, notion of thievery. It was mainly done because the Black Forest Clan, which I'm a part of, we always sing that song in our circles when we're all together and we're having our reunions. And I thought, well, I want to do this in honor of my family. And then it just started getting around, and I didn't, you know, really intend to release it, but I needed an extra song on my last CD that I did with Lady Breedwin called Hex Rated. So I just threw it on there, you know, and it seems to be a little popular. I mean, you know, it's nothing like Hecate, but it's people like it. So it's mainly one of those live songs. When you do a live show, it gets people clapping and stuff. So that's what it's intended to do.
I've heard your version of it. I heard the one, the same version I heard tonight is the version I heard in the past. So,
really?
So somewhere it's gotten around to my ears. Yeah, so.
Huh?
That's kind of
cool.
Well,
Rex, if you hear this and you're listening to me, you know, if you don't like it, give me a call.
Well, I don't think that's... that's probably not a problem. So
yeah.
So what have you got coming up? You said you were working on some songs, and just kind of trickling those out one by one. But do you have any? As we start wrapping up here, do you have any appearances that you want to tell people where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Well, on the Witching Hour show that I have, I'm having one of my favorite pagan artists of all time. I've always wanted to do a duet with this woman. Whether that'll ever happen or not, I don't know. But she's going to appear on my show on September 7th, and I'm going to interview her, and that is Kellyanna. And she's also going to be at Caldera Fest next year, and I'll get to meet her, hopefully. But she is also, I walked into one of the magical shops here in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm at, and I see a poster on the wall that says Kellyanna is going to be here on September 21st, my birthday. And I thought, well, that's right after our interview. So I will get to meet Kellyanna and hear her perform. And that's sort of like a little pagan dream come true for me. That's up there with meeting Alanis Morissette and all these other people that I adore. So, you know, she's my little pagan idol, you know. So I've got that coming up, which is fun for me, writing more music. I'm right now working on a theme song for the new radio show that I'm hosting called Beyond the Spotlight. And with Caldera Fest and stuff, I'm hoping it opens the door to more festivals. But Caldera Fest is sort of unique, and it just started last year, I do believe.
Uh-huh.
But Dave and Jesse Benash, who organized and own the event, they are the first to really say, we want a music festival centered totally around musicians, totally around the music itself. And most other places, really, they only, you know, they have rituals, they have everything else going on, and music just happens to be there. You see what I'm saying? And with Caldera Fest, the whole Caldera Fest, the whole thing is about musicians and music. And there's so many people that are going to be there. I can't wait to rub elbows with these people, because a lot of them, you know, I'm sort of like, when I saw my picture on their website with all these other people that I sort of look up to, I thought, am I a part of that? You know, it's where you sort of pinch yourself a little bit, because they're well-known people and they're really successful. And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm going to just sit back and enjoy this for a moment.
I feel very lucky.
I feel very lucky, and it's about time. So
there you go. You've worked for it.
Well, I'm still working for it, and here's the thing, is you can't rest. You really can't. Everything, every waking moment, it's like magic. Everything has to be tuned into that laser focus of wanting to attain your goals. And if you turn your head for a second, somebody else is going to step into the doorway. Now, I'm not a very competitive person, like out of my way, you know, but there are dreams that I have, and my magic goes into those goals also, and it's what I focus on. I love to sing, and I just want more opportunities to be able to do that, because I've missed a lot of time. We talked about it earlier. And I just want to get back in there again and give it all I got while I'm still alive and kicking and feeling great.
Well, you deserve it. So very good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how does someone get in touch with you if they want to send you an email or find your music? I know you mentioned the website, but tell us again the website.
There is a place where you can send me emails. On there for booking, for questions, for anything. It's davidwoodmusic.com, and you can find it really easy. It's like, you know, sign up or send us an email if you want me for any appearances, and you're able to see the music videos that I've done on there. And when you go to the music section to hear all my music, it will direct you to CD Baby. So you've not made an error or anything. It's just they are my distributor that carries my music to be able to download it or to purchase CDs. So you'll go to CD Baby and you can hear all my music, everything I've done. And so that's how you get in touch with me.
Sounds great.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you again for being with us. And again, we were at Caldera Fest last year, and we're looking forward to this year and seeing everybody, a lot of the artists that we met there, some that we already knew, and adding you to the list of people I am looking forward to meeting in person.
Well, I can't wait either. It's just so many good people I've met lately, and I can't wait to meet everybody. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, we'll
thank
certainly
you
look forward to
being
with us
tonight.
We'll probably be there.
All right. Well, I give hugs, so, you know.
Bye.
Oh, good.
All right.
As it should be. As it should be.
Yes. Now,
pagan hug. That's who we are. So, all right. Well, thank you again. Let's see.
Thank
if you want to stick around, we can chat a little bit after the show. But right now, we've got to do a little bit of our business. So,
all right.
Robin, would you share with our listeners how they get in touch with us?
Sure. They can send us email to littlestonebridge@yahoo.com. They also can. I'm sorry,
at
Gmail.
Gmail.
Oh, God. At gmail.com. Sorry about that. littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And they can send us email to that address. Both Terry and I check that address. So that's a really good way to get in touch with us. Also, you can find us on our Facebook pages, and the one that goes along with the Little Stone Bridge is Little Stone Bridge Path Workings. And if you'd like Terry and I to come out and do workshops, or you're interested in any of our other services, for example, I'm a holistic health coach. Terry does spiritual counseling. We do lots of workshops. We do couple counseling. and drum therapy, and we do all kinds of things. So if you're interested in any of that, finding out anything about that, please feel free to contact us on the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page. You can also reach me on my page, Robin A. McKean, or Terry on his page at Rev Terry Power HP. There's also the radio station email, which I'm going to let Terry give you because that's another one of those emails I can never remember, which is?
All right. It is surn.org@gmail.com.
Agreed.
And so, but the easiest way really to get in touch with us is littlestonebridge@gmail.com and put something in the topic, in the subject line, because we get probably 40, 50 emails a day at that address. So make sure you put something in there that's going to flag it to stand out from the crowd. If you want us to come speak or if you, if you need something specific, put that in the topic so that we know, or the subject line, so we know, that it'll flag it, because seriously, we get a lot of email. And let's see, I have managed to wander off and come back over to Allentown for work and leave my calendar at the house. So I do not have my calendar to talk about some of the upcoming shows. So I'm a little embarrassed, but I have to say that. Let's see. I do know that we are planning to be at Florida Pagan Gathering the first weekend of November. We're going to be celebrating Samhain down there. And we will be doing three workshops, couples communication or relationship communications, putting fun back into your relationships. And then we're going to be doing a workshop on the elementals and calling the elementals, understanding the elementals and what it is we do when we call. Not just call the quarters, but actually understanding more deeply what it is that we're actually doing. So those three workshops will be at the Florida Pagan Gathering. We've got some other stuff that's in negotiations, maybe a couple of pagan prides in October. And so stay tuned to the station and find out more. Or check us out on Facebook, the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings page. And I think that's actually about it. David, did you have any final thoughts, anything you wanted to share before we say goodnight?
Good night, blessed be, and thank you guys for listening, and thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. We always love to meet new people and hear what's going on in their lives.
Well, I hope we don't have to wait a year to Caldera Fest to actually get hugs and stuff like that, but we may have to. You never know.
Yeah, probably.
if you're ever over toward Upper Central PA or we're ever traveling over in that direction, we'll stay in touch.
Well, I'll be in around the Dillsburg-Harrisburg area next week for my one of my traditions meetings that we're having. So I'll be in that sort of that direction. So.
Cool.
Well, we'll talk offline and see how close we will be to one another. So anyway, thanks again to David for being with us. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thank you for supporting us and being here with us. And with that, I believe it is time to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.